Good morning. Welcome to our service today, our talk today on Sunday, August the 30th. It's lovely to have you here. I'm the Reverend Steve Morris, Vicar of St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. The readings today, Romans 12, 9 to the end, Jeremiah 15, 15 to 21. And the reading I'll be speaking on today is Matthew 16, 21 to the end. We continue in our adventures in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and this is how the reading goes. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests and teachers of the law, that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me, and you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Things are beginning to turn, aren't they? I said last week that the moment when Peter, the penny dropped, was when Jesus really turns his whole attention to the next part of the mission, which is to lead to something very painful and difficult for him. He begins, indeed, to talk to his disciples about the next step, the way he'll be persecuted, the way he will suffer, the way he will die, and of course, his resurrection. I wonder what on earth they must have made of it. I mean, my guess is they didn't want to hear it, which I really think is where Peter's outburst comes from. You know, things are going relatively well. They're going very well. The Christ is healing people. There are people flocking to see and hear him. It's as though all of a sudden these people have all been, the disciples have been thrust into the limelight. Peter says to him, no, you mustn't go and die. You mustn't die. It won't happen. And I think that's really wishful thinking. And Jesus is quite kind of tough with Peter, isn't he? He says, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block." Again, it all depends how he says it, doesn't it? I mean, if you say things gently that are the truth, it's different to condemning and shouting at someone. And I think he's just said it gently. You know, it's really saying, "Peter, stop it. You know, just take a step back from this." This kind of intervention of Peter, another one of the examples of Peter's unsuccessful interventions, leads to Jesus speaking again. And he says something very interesting. He says that there's a cost. There's a cost to being a follower. People need to deny themselves, he says, and take up their cross and then follow him. I think that's really something that is there to make us think. To me, what it means is that none of us are ever going to be perfect. We just take up what's burdening us and we carry on trying to do the work of the kingdom. We all have some kind of cross to bear, and it's sometimes the weight can seem very, very hard to take. But we're told to take up the cross, carry it however heavy it is, and keep following. I think that's something that I can just about do. Although on a day when it's very difficult, I'm struggling. But no, I know I can put one foot in front of the other and follow God. That I can do. And I think it's a really encouraging thing, because it means that we haven't got to get everything ready and perfect to be a follower of Jesus and to spread the news that God is love. Jesus says, "What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul?" He talks about somehow holding your own life lightly. I find both those things rather marvellous, really. I remember thinking this with my dad when he had motor neurone. You know, everything was pressing down on him. He was so terribly ill. And yet one day he said to me, "Son, I've had a really good life." You know, I think that's the thing, really. He wasn't weighted down by all the bad things that had happened to him in his life. You know, in a way, the kind of victory that Christ talks about, that if we lose our life, we gain our life, that's what this is. That's what that was for my dear dad. You know, for all that he had lost, the big gain was that towards the end of his life, he became a Christian again. It's a bit of a tricky bit at the end that I think a lot of preachers skirt over. Christ says to people, "I'm going to be coming pretty quickly," and it might be before some of you had died. This caused a lot of confusion and a lot of misery in the early church because they were thinking, well, where the hell are you? You know, where the heck have you got to? And I think after a couple of centuries, the church was really thinking, well, we have the whole church did die and there is another generation and we're still waiting. And I can only think one of two things. One is that when Christ talks about the kingdom of God coming, he wasn't talking about his own second coming. He was talking about just things being different because of what he'd done. And the other was, you think that Christ is also a human being as well as God, so he would have occasionally had the ability to be wrong. Like any of the rest of us. You know, the human Christ didn't know the exact time in which things were going to end. He says that. And so I think we need to live, hold that intention, and just continue wondering. What I take from it really is encouragement. I take the encouragement of dear old Peter, who gets the kind of lesson that will stand him in good stead for the rest of his life, and the encouragement that wherever we're at, we're encouraged to take up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus. Amen.